Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. She is the founder of the Small Business World Summit, which is going to be the second annual Small Business World Summit, which is next week. I've been telling you about them since they began, and glad to continue to do that because it's a great service, a great resource. She's going to have a bunch of really smart people next week that she's going to be interviewing. Go to smallbusinessworldsummit.com and find out more about that. Ruth, thanks again. Congratulations on the good job. The book, by the way, her new book is called The Courage to Be Profitable. That's her goal in life, folks, is to help you be more profitable. And Ruth, when in this last segment, let's talk about the last days of the summit and get into some of the things that people are going to learn.
Okay, Wednesday is HR day, and yep. We're going to look at two different things. One, which Larry Duckworth has done a whole lot of research on the brain and what brain function is, and his thing is that Maslow never went far enough in his hierarchy theory, and he's got a lot of the scientific research to show you how to use your what the brain function is so that you can increase your leadership skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beverly Anderson from Dynamic Corporate Solutions is coming, and we're going to talk about the 7 things that you have to do from an HR perspective to stay out of court.
Give us an example.
Number one is to document everything, i.e., you know, when you are hiring somebody, make sure that you ask everybody the same questions, mm-hmm. make sure you do background searches, make sure that there is a clear understanding of what job roles
make sure they know what they're doing, have policies
yep.
in place that if they mess up, you can go back and show that you told them not to do it.
Those are the types of things. So we're going to be doing those things, and then Tanya Stewart's going to be talking about what she calls rescuing employees, which many small business owners have a tendency to do, i.e.
Redemption,
and oh, it's not so bad, or I really don't want to talk about this particular thing that this employee did with them, even though it's caused the problem, and they sweep it under the rug, and mm-hmm. then it gets worse rather
well,
than
Well, now, redemption is not the same thing as denial.
Yeah.
Right? Because
right.
if you sweep it under the rug, that's denial. Redemption is when you actually try to redeem the employee.
Right.
Some are redeemable and some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to get into that. This is really sounding pretty powerful, folks. I hope you check this out next week. All right, what else are you going to do next week?
And then Thursday, which is our last day, we focus on sales. And Charles Alvarez from Cornerstone Business Academy is coming to talk about the 3 things that will help you increase your closing ratio. And he's been doing this for years, and he's a great guy in terms of being able to easily explain how to do some very simple things. And he's been a great guy on the phone. I have been given very, very good recommendations on what
right.
he's been doing, so that's cool.
This close ratio is really an interesting thing right now, Ruth, because some of the work that I've been doing on this for my next book coming out is demonstrating how people are, prospects are putting up a firewall. I call it the mm-hmm. relevance firewall between you and them that never existed before. In the old days, I could just walk up and knock on the door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" And they, you know, they let me in. And there was no firewall. You could get in to see anybody almost. But today, the smallest little company CEO is self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying vendors.
Yeah, using the internet.
That's right. And so the thing is that whereas in the old days, you'd spend 10% of your time getting in the door and 90% of your time making a sale, today you've got to spend more like 40% of your time getting in the door and 60% of your time, you know, making the sale. And if you're not aware of that, you're going to blow a bunch of prospects. You're going to ruin a bunch of introductions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is really a big deal right now. How to get in the door in the age of the customer. The age of the customer has changed the rules of selling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So good for you guys. What else are you going to talk about?
And then Christy Gilman's going to talk about, once you close the sales, how to create the relationships with the customer's clients so that you can get referrals and
right.
have a great relationship forever.
That's how you take that step is how you take that 40% getting in the door make it a very small thing, because referrals are golden, aren't they, Ruth?
Absolutely.
Give us the website again, please.
www.smallbusinessworldsummit.com.
Hey, Ruth, thanks again. Good luck next week. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Come
it.
Back soon. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out next week, smallbusinessworldsummit.com. Don't forget now, this is not audio. This is video. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.